Let's enjoy masterpieces. Happy readers. Grade 1. Bible Stories 1.
Chapter 1. The Creation. In the beginning, there was only God. He created the earth. The earth was dark and covered with water. So God said, "Let there be light." Light covered the earth. God liked it. He called the light day. He called the dark night. On the second day, God created the sky. Now the world had two parts. One was the earth, the other was the heavens. On the third day, God pushed the water aside. The dry land rose up. God called the land earth. He called the water seas. Then God created all the plants. He saw that it was good. On the fourth day, God said, "Day must be divided from night." So he made the sun and the moon. Then God put stars and planets in the sky. On the fifth day, God said, "Let there be fish in the sea and birds in the air." God blessed all kinds of fish and birds. "Live well and have many children." On the sixth day, God created all the animals. Some animals ran fast over the grass, and some animals hid in the trees. God looked at the animals he created. He was happy. Then God said, "I will make a man and a woman. They will rule over all the animals on land." God rested on the seventh day. He blessed this day and made it his special day. This is why man does not work on this day. Adam and Eve. When God created man, He called him Adam. God saw that Adam needed a place to live. So he created a beautiful garden called Eden. In the middle of the garden, God put a special apple tree. He said to Adam, "You must not eat from my special tree. If you eat those apples, you will know about good and evil. Also, you will grow old and die." One day, God saw that Adam was lonely. "I will make a helper for this man." When Adam fell asleep, God took one of his ribs. From this rib, he made a woman. Adam woke up and was surprised to see Eve. He thanked God. For a long time, Adam and Eve lived in Eden. They did not suffer or need anything. In the garden, there lived a snake. It was a jealous animal. It did not like to see Adam and Eve so happy. One day, the snake said to Eve, "Why don't you eat the apples on that tree?" "We can't," said Eve. "If we eat this fruit, we will die." "Listen to me," the snake said. "God made you. Why does he want you to die? If you eat this fruit, you will become as powerful as God." Eve believed the snake. She picked an apple and bit it. Then she took the apple to Adam. Adam also ate the apple. Suddenly, Adam and Eve felt cold and afraid. When God saw Adam and Eve, he knew that they ate the apple from the tree. "What did you do?" Eve said, "The snake tricked me. He told me I should eat the fruit." Now God was very angry. "Leave here," he said to them. "You have disobeyed me. Now you must work hard for your food. You will know pain and sorrow. You will also grow old and die." Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, never to return.